Wisconsin ranked last on a recent MAD report card for efforts to crack down on drunk drivers. Laura Dean Mooney, the group's national president, says the state is paying a high price for its inaction.
In 2007, alcohol-related crashes killed 337 people in this great state and injured 5,552 in Wisconsin.
MAD wants Wisconsin to require ignition interlock devices for first-time offenders and to allow sobriety checkpoints.
We know that they work. Alcohol-related crashes and fatalities dropped by 20% when sobriety checkpoints were used and publicized.
Dean Mooney says Wisconsin can no longer afford to let first-time offenders off the hook.
We know that first-time convicted drunk drivers have driven drunk before. In fact, they have done it an average of 87 times before their first arrest.
Dean Mooney says the state's current system for prosecuting drunk driving offenses is flawed. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.